ChatGPT is an artificial intelligence software in the spotlight, not the least because of university students using it for their assessments and theses. But another challenge is coming from ChatGPT, and it's how the platform is threatening language diversity by homogenising language into a standard. It means Maori English, Aboriginal English, South African English, many others, for instance, are threatened. Xin Chen Lai asked Colin Bjerk, senior lecturer at Massey University in New Zealand, just what ChatGPT is capable of writing.
ChatGPT is one of many text-generating AI on the market right now. And crucially here, ChatGPT and other AI like this don't understand the meaning of words. They're just looking at word order and frequency and linguistic patterns to give you an output. So it's not cognitively aware of the things that it says, quotes there. It's just providing text back based on patterns and frequencies. And what it can do is it can write all kinds of different things. So it can write essays, it can write computer code, it can write in the indigenous Maori language here in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
So you just said it could write an essay. So why are there more and more university students using ChatGPT to complete their assessment? And what can ChatGPT bring to them?
I'm not certain more and more students are using ChatGPT yet. I don't think we have enough data to say how many students are using AI like this to complete their assessment. But I'm not worried as much about the cheating aspect. I'm actually worried more about equity and inequity in the way that ChatGPT gives its responses, the kinds of language that it uses or doesn't use. Those are the concerns. And actually, how I'm also concerned about how universities use AI like ChatGPT. I'm interested. I think the bigger concern is inequity rather than cheating.
So what are its language features?
So it uses a kind of machine learning to output natural language answers in very convincing prose. It tends to be, grammatically correct for the Queen's English or standard American English. But I also think that's one of the risks is that what it does is it assumes that speakers or writers or users of this AI want output in the Queen's English. But actually, my concern is that the Queen's English has been a tool for oppression. It's a colonizing tool to say you have to speak the Queen's English, you can't speak other kinds of English, as we've seen this used in Australia and Aotearoa, New Zealand. The Queen's English is a tool to erase indigenous languages and cultures. And ChatGPT actually knows the Maori language, some of it, but not the default. And that's the thing that I worry about, is the default settings seem to be reinforcing the same kinds of language use, like the Queen's English, that have historically been tied to oppression and colonization. So that's one of my worries with the technology.
What negative impacts will ChatGPT have on language?
ChatGPT risks erasing linguistic diversity. That's one of the primary potential negative implications of AI like this. Because when AI like this are built on what we think is a large set of texts that are written primarily by white men, English-speaking men, then it's going to be primary output that it will give are the same kinds of writing styles and texts and uses of English. So it risks homogenizing English, making English further the dominant language that it already is as a kind of lingua franca in the world. It risks furthering that hegemony of English, and that means sidelining other languages and sidelining other ways of speaking English. Like, for example, Black English in the United States is a very important kind of English. That is, linguists recognize Black English as its own language with a unique lexicon and grammar and really impressive history. And actually, ChatGPT knows some Black English, but it's not the default set. So it risks erasing linguistic diversity that makes communication so rich, especially in parts of the world like where I live in Aotearoa and in Australia too, I presume.
The constantly interactive and the progressive AI technology has surpassed, which is astonishing and frightening. What do you think is the significance of emergence of ChatGPT?
ChatGPT and other text-generating AI are certainly interesting and surprising to many everyday users, but I don't think it's cause for alarm in terms of, are people going to lose jobs to this technology? I don't think so. I think most jobs will not be lost to AI.
Colin Bjerk, senior lecturer at Massey University in New Zealand, or should we say Aotearoa there, speaking with Xin Chen Lai.